Hello.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Hey, Ben, when you look at this Dolphins defense on film, especially the secondary with Brent Grimes back there, what concerns you the most as you're trying to game plan for him?
Well, they're really good. I mean, I think people talk a lot about the front seven and those kind of things, but I look at that secondary, like they're making a lot of plays. They're not getting beat, and it's gonna be, look at the size of the corner. Most people are I think thinking they can go after him because he's not real big, but you know what? He makes a lot of plays, and it's really impressive.
Ben, how have you replaced Mike Wallace in your offense?
Well, we miss Mike. Not just as a team, on the field, but as a teammate and friend. And you can never replace a guy like that. You just have to move on with the guys you have. And I think our guys have done a good job. Emmanuel and Jayco and AB, Wheaton. Guys are just moving forward and trying to do the best they can.
Is it hard to get in sync with a guy who's so fast? Does that take time?
Yeah, I mean it's definitely different. You think that you can just you're used to throwing it out there for a fast guy, for a receiver that's fast, and Mike seems to be waiting on it. So you kind of have to get yourself used to throwing it even a little further than you think you do.
Ben, talk about Mike when he was out there on the free agent market. What did you think he was going to be? Did you think he was going to definitely be a number one receiver for somebody? Did you think that he was definitely going to be the number one free agent on the market?
Absolutely. I thought he was going to be a number one. Now, you're also asking me this question. I don't remember exactly who else was on the market at the time, but you're asking me about Mike. I absolutely thought he was going to be a number one receiver for a team, and I thought, he was my teammate, my friend, so I was going to, I'll say that he was the number one free agent on the market.
What was he like in the locker room, in the huddle with you? I mean, what kind of impact did he have on the offense personality-wise?
Great guy, great teammate, great friend. Was talking to him the other day, telling him it's not going to be the same seeing him in a different uniform. And Mike is just such a great person. I think he got unfairly criticized here at times, and I couldn't speak enough for Mike about how great of a teammate and person he was in the huddle, on the sideline, in the locker room. Just a fun guy to be around.
Ben, Mike, as far as Mike's numbers, he hasn't put up big numbers so far this year. I think he's on pace to finish with 991 yards receiving. What were your expectations? And I mean, did you think he was going to be a 1,000-yard receiver and maybe double-digit touchdowns?
Well, of course, you expect those things from a guy like that. I think what Mike brings to an offense and is opening up other receivers, because there's always a threat of Mike Wallace, so their safeties are always keeping an eye on him, corners are keeping an eye on him. So even though his numbers may not stack up to what the expectation is or what he wants them to be, he affects defenses and helps other guys get open just by his presence.
Ben, as far as the playoff picture, where do you consider these two teams on Sunday, yourselves and the Dolphins in the playoff race? Are you in the thick of it? Are you on the outside? And then how important is this game toward playoff hopes?
This is a playoff game. That should answer the question to every single one you just asked me. This is a playoff game for us.
How are you at all surprised that you're in this position after the 0-4 start? I mean, it had to be tough to keep it together through that.
Well, it wasn't too tough. It was just a different boat we were in. It was something we hadn't been used to, and we knew that we could turn it around, and I think we've done a good job of doing that at times. I still, obviously, we're not where we want to be, but right now we're 0-0 looking for our first win.
How much were you able to kind of lean on your past experiences in terms of playoff runs or a push to get into the playoffs late like you did in a couple of your Super Bowl runs?
Right, yeah, it was definitely helpful. I think this locker room has a good mix of older guys that have been around and know that feeling, and young guys that just don't know any difference. And so we, after that, the first four games, and then we got our bye week, it kind of was a chance for us to step away and say, okay, how can we turn this thing around and get ourselves back into it and win some football games?
Ben, the league announced today that your head coach is going to be fined for stepping onto the field. Do you feel like that was an appropriate action?
You know what? Whatever the league seems to make decisions, you know, all the time, some good, some bad, whatever. It's, you know, everyone obviously has an opinion one way or another, and for us, it's just about playing football.
Ben, can you talk about not having Marquise Pouncey specifically and then having offensive line flux in general? You know, the Dolphins have had their share of that. How does that affect a quarterback and an offense?
Yeah, you know, losing Pounce was tough. I mean, the best center in the game, and I thought Fernando came in and did a great job of filling in for him, and unfortunately we lost him last week now too, so... I thought the guys had really come together and were gelling well the last couple weeks, and we're doing some really good things. And you know, that's kind of been our the story of our lives here in Pittsburgh the last couple years, is guys stepping up and filling in and doing a good job. And you know, we'll have to do it again this week because you know, that's what they have to prepare for.
Ben, I know we talked earlier about the secondary, and you did say the front seven gets all the attention, but usually that attention goes to Cam Wake, Starks, and Solei. What have you seen out of Olivier Vernon? He leads his team with 10 sacks now.
Yeah, he high motor, getting after it. And that's what I was, you know, the biggest thing when I talked to the media around here is that's a guy that's not getting as much attention as probably needs to be or the credit that he deserves. But, you know, he's playing at an extremely high level right now, and we're going to have to, you know, have eyes and attention on him.
For all your team struggles, Ben, you're still in the top 10 passer rating this year. How would you rate the season you've had, especially having to get past the Mike Wallace change?
Well, we're 5-7. you know, that answers that one. I mean, I'm not an individual. I'm not a numbers guy. To me, it's about wins and losses. And so, to me, it's been a tough season because we haven't done as well as we've wanted to do, offensively especially. We just haven't quite been able to get fully over that hump. I thought we've gotten better every week, but you know, I'm going to keep striving, and we're going to strive to get better and do what we can to try and win football games.
What did you think when your coach was in that press conference yesterday and seemed to take full responsibility for that? You know, he had been pretty quiet on that up until then.
What did I think about it?
Yeah. I mean, were you surprised that he said what he said?
I don't pay attention to those press conferences, to tell you the truth. you know, he does it on my day off, so I honestly didn't see or hear anything about what happened. I've been so, you know, this has obviously been a hot topic around the NFL, all over the TV, the news and stuff. And I said earlier on Monday, I think it was, when I did a little media stuff, I said, listen, this is all, you know, coach will deal with this. This is a Coach Tomlin NFL issue. We're just playing football, so that's what matters to us, is that we get ready to play a football game.
Do you feel it's been a distraction at all to the rest of the guy? I mean, it obviously isn't to you, but are you trying to keep it not from being a distraction for your team?
You know what? I don't think it is to guys. If anything, guys joke about it more. I mean, they're the ones pulling up the pictures online and joking with coach about something. So it's, you know, if anything, it's a lighthearted, fun thing.
Would the loss of draft picks be an excessive penalty? Because the NFL said, in addition to the $100,000 fine, once the draft order is set following the Super Bowl, that they may penalize the Steelers' draft picks. Is that going overboard in your mind?
You know what? I have learned in my 10 years now in the NFL that you can't make any comments about the NFL. Even if I'm just talking to you guys over the phone, this phone could be tapped. I am not going to say anything about fines from the NFL. Sorry.
No problem.